It's the best thing in the world combined with the worst thing in the world.
The hell is it?
Well, your Buffalo Bills.
Yeah.
The centerpiece of a movie.
Mm-hmm.
And to be fair, this type of movie is unbelievably popular.
Yeah.
Tommy, Bills fans are known for consuming everything that has to do with their team.
Yes.
Are we going to be in on this?
Oh, yeah.
You are, but you're not a Bills fan per se. You're a train-jumping bitch.
I am a casual fan, but I'm also something else that plays into this.
It was announced yesterday.
What they announced?
That your Buffalo Bills are teaming up with the Hallmark Channel. The Bills will be a centerpiece of an upcoming Hallmark Christmas movie called Holiday Touchdown, a Bills love story.
Ooh.
So the Bills are going to be participating in this.
Yes, yes, they are. The NFL, the Bills, everybody has agreed they're going to be
in.
They
have to get permission.
So they won't do Hard Knocks, but they'll do this.
Well, because the team's not really involved.
I know, but I want to see them in Hard Knocks. But I'll take this.
Pretty much the same thing.
Different.
But like that, it's too much of a distraction. But we'll do Hallmark.
Well, yeah, because none of the team. There'll be a handful of guys that show up for one day, read a couple of lines, and go home.
I don't know how these things work.
Yesterday, Bill safety DeMar Hamlin made the official announcement. This is what it sounded like. Da, 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 da. So this will be the second NFL Hallmark movie partnership.
So who'd they do before?
Last year, the Chiefs were part of a movie essentially doing the Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce story, but with like different, you know. They did. So, they changed it just enough to not get sued.
All right, all right.
Was anybody in that, though? I know Kelce's mom was in it. I don't know if there were actual players in it.
You want to Google? I'm not sure. The fact that...
I thought like she was like the headliner. Like she was the one actual person involved with the team in it.
Well, this also could have been something that happened organically where it sounds like this is now like a legitimate plan the NFL and Hallmark are doing.
Brilliant.
All right.
Yeah.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Bills, Hallmark... Christmas movie. Are we in on this?
It's genius. Because you told me like the fan base is now 51% female.
Yeah.
So why wouldn't you not cater to that? I mean, they're already selling you wine in the commercials now. That never happened before.
Okay.
So, I mean, they're catering to women.
I would actually argue that's why you shouldn't do this, especially in Western New York.
My wife's going to watch.
I understand.
There's going to be a sick kid.
Hear me out.
There's going to be a final wish.
Nope. That's not how I already got the plot.
Bro, I already got the plot.
No, I got the plot.
You don't even watch these things. There's going to be an attractive, sick kid.
Let me
take it back.
What?
Head coach Andy Reid was in it, and there were a handful of like...
middling
guys.
Players.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Like a DeMar.
Yeah. All right, so here's the thing.
Oh, he'll definitely be in it.
Well, he made the announcement.
Yeah.
Right.
All right, so
he might be the love interest.
You said, shut up.
DeMar may be getting him some.
All right, so you said that the NFL would want to use this for
to cater to women.
Okay, here's the thing. Any other market, maybe. My entire life, women Bills fans have been just as prominent as male
Bills fans.
Yeah, you
wouldn't need
this. You want to go out of business? Get complacent. You still got to be selling to people.
No,
I don't think it hurts, but I don't. You're right. I think those women are already fans,
and they've been fans for 50 years. Like you don't need a Hallmark movie. Like you want
Kansas City's the same market. I mean, they've had a loyal fan base since the 1960s.
I agree, and I found that confusing as well. But that kind of made sense with the because you were
popularity.
You were bringing the outside folks that were in on Taylor Swift now. Mm. This one is strange to me. Like Miami, you want to make that argument?
Ooh.
Fine. Los Angeles, you want to make that argument?
Can't
fine.
Really do a holiday. Nicey,
you get what
movie
a
movie with a Miami.
Okay, the Jets. You get what I'm saying. Okay,
again,
I think Buffalo is the perfect town.
You need a wholesome town.
Yeah.
You need with good hearty folk.
Okay, fine. I
and
agree.
A sick kid.
So you're both in on this.
Yeah,
I'm gonna check it out.
I'm definitely gonna watch. I'm gonna watch it.
All right, 252-WCMF. If it's got the Bills, we always want to be a part of it, right? But Hallmark movies suck.
They do.
Yes, they do.
So
they
hard.
Do. They suck hard.
And we've talked about this. They're all the same plot. I'm gonna give you the plot. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
There are one of two plots. All right, so plot A, a girl from Western New York who moved away to the big city, became super successful, is like a high-powered lawyer or something.
Mm-hmm.
She comes home to Buffalo during the holidays.
Yeah.
Bills are gearing up for a playoff run. She sees an old guy she used to know in high school, but has no respect for him because he lives his life around the Bills. What a rude man. But then she's home, and then she starts to see all the good that Bills fans do, and he's like at the front of it, right? And like how the team is amazing for the community, and it makes her miss home, and then he does something that's like, oh, my God, and she follows him along the way, and like she ends up coming home and working for the Bills. That's going to be one of them.
Or she's going to take a job with the
Bills. With the Bills. Well, because she's high-powered, right?
All right?
The other one, right, big talent, big city player, comes to Buffalo. His ego's too big for the city, man.
Right.
He doesn't even want to be able to do this podunk town.
Ooh,
but then
this.
He meets that sick kid.
And no, it ain't the sick kid. No, this is a romance story.
Wait, did the kid die?
It's a I wish. Would you like to play the sick kid and die, please?
I would love to play a sick kid.
Oh, look,
movie.
You're down. Can we get makeup? Never mind. He's done.
No, he starts to experience all that Bill's Mafia has to give.
And then while that's happening, Kimmy, yeah. He meets an employee at a coffee shop, diner, gym, or grocery store that he has a crush on. Over time, he comes to realize that it's a slower, better, kinder life in this town.
Okay.
Changes his attitude. He becomes a better player on the field, a better human off of it. He falls in love with the diner, gym, grocery store, coffee shop employee. Happy ever after.
So it's kind of the Jim Kelly story.
And then he wins a Super Bowl.
Because he didn't want to come here. And then he fell in love with the place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the woman is what? Okay.
All right. So who plays? So we'll definitely see DeMar.
I would think that he's going to be in this.
I'm guessing he would be the headliner of people. Of that lower ranking player.
But they're going to be cameos.
Yeah.
You realize this. They're not going to be
Sean McDermott will be like buying a coffee or something.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. I mean, he'll be able to walk up.
That's what I mean. Yeah, you're not going to have like DeMar starring in the Hallmark movie.
No, but I'm saying you'll see these guys.
Oh, you know who's going to want the attention to?
Who's that? Who? Deion Dawkins?
Yeah.
Oh, he's going to be in this movie.
He will be
in there shirtless at some point.
So you're calling shirtless Deion Dawkins?
I'm calling a shirtless Deion Dawkins, and he's going to drop a schnoe at some point.
Okay, it'll
be fun.
All right, 252-WCMF, 252-9263. I don't think I want to watch this.
Right, you don't like to have fun?
I hate Hallmark movies. I do.
I do, too, but this is when you can enjoy.
Okay, here is my number one. If this happens, I will not watch it. As we talk about the Hallmark Bills partnership announced yesterday.
Mm.
If they win the Super Bowl at the end of this movie, I will not watch this movie.
Well,
we should get one Super Bowl.
It could become the next, Madden jinx because the Chiefs were in it last year.
Oh, shut up, Kimmy!
And they lost
Damn
the
it,
Super
Kimmy!
Bowl.
Oh. Too much of a distraction with the Hallmark.
Well, I don't think it's a distraction.
You just keep saying distraction. Why did you
bring
that up?
Don't you want to see him win the Super Bowl in there?
Not in a movie. I want to see him win it in real life. I'm not going to watch him win a Super Bowl in a movie before I watch him win it in real life.
Well, take what you can get
now.
You may never see him win a Super Bowl.
I also have a big pet peeve when it comes to sports movies in general. Right. Like, if they show any action on the field and those actors can't throw a ball or catch a ball or look like they could do any athletic movement, I'm out.
No, she's absolutely
I can't
right.
Watch
usually
it.
They make it look pretty realistic.
Yeah, because Hallmark's got a pretty big budget for football players.
And you can tell the fans are all like computer generated.
Yeah.
No, she's 100% right. Like the sports also have to look real. Yeah. That's why Any Given Sunday and the Program are so much better than like any other football movie. Like what was that movie with Haley Duff or Hillary Duff?
Which one?
A Princess Story where Chad Michael Murray, Buffalo's own, played the quarterback.
High school quarterback.
And the kid gets on an athlete to save his life.
Yeah.
I am surprised that you're excited about this, Tommy.
I could watch
something about where you live on TV is pretty cool. You don't get it, man. Like, even like those tragedies that were on those news magazine shows, where they showed like pictures of Pittsburgh and... Yeah, I'll watch it.
No, yeah, but do you feel that connection with like the city of Buffalo or suburb of Buffalo that you never spent any time in?
How much Buffalo do we talk on this show?
We talk about
Buffalo out of season.
But I
talk
mean,
about the Sabres out of
but
season.
But you're gonna see a quaint little downtown place that you have no connection to.
I understand. It's close to my house. It's only a mile, an hour away?
A mile away. It does say, Kimmy, in the story that it will be prominently shot at both of the stadiums, the old stadium and the new stadium.
Yeah.
So I'm there every week. So I feel a connection to that. Still, don't care.
Mm. But it comes out this year?
Yeah, they're going to be taping it over the summer, shooting it over the summer.
All right. How are they doing the new stadium?
Maybe that'll play into the theme or the plot.
Okay.
Like the coffee.
Oh, they'll have a fake new stadium that they've already built?
No, it said they will be shooting at the new and the old.
Okay.
So maybe there'll be enough done of the
maybe
outside.
Maybe it ends in a pit sacrifice.
Oh, that would be awesome. You kill somebody in the pit.
Surprise!
This is very cool.
252-WCMF again yesterday. It was announced at the Hallmark Channel. Is partnering this season with the Buffalo Bills for a new Bills-themed Christmas movie, Holiday Touchdown, a Bills love story. It was announced by DeMar Hamlin yesterday. Are there going to be more than one Bill? So DeMar Hamlin, we can all agree, is going to be in there.
Yeah, I think you'll get a few guys in there.
What if they have an engagement at the game? Like he
he's somebody proposes.
At the game. Or they have a Bills wedding at the game. That is presented by McDermott. McDermott would be like one of those online pastors.
The hell are you talking about?
They love interest.
Like
they want to get married at the stadium.
Right,
they want to get married, and it's going to be McDermott
because
he's so riveting.
Writing a Hallmark Christmas movie is the easiest thing in the world to do.
And you just complicated.
You've been in show business for
You got to have a romantic ending. What's your romantic ending?
There's a wedding at the football game.
At the football game. And
McDermott, the coach stops the game coach to marry these two people.
Coach Harness comes out.
Okay.
And, you know, he's charming in his own way, where he doesn't say anything.
Is this an early Tommy bonus pick?
Yes.
Save it. Okay, so let's talk about Sean McDermott. Do we get a Sean McDermott appearance in the Hallmark?
I think he'll show up.
Kimmy, he's not a movie type of guy.
No, but I think like it'll be a really, really short little, he pops up in the back, even like if it's just a one line, like, you know, thing at a coffee shop.
He does feel like a Hallmark movie type of guy. Like, he could be his own Hallmark movie.
Well, he's bland.
Small
like his,
town.
His dog shows up and eats his donut or something.
That would be funny. By the way, we never talked about if that dog is safe after eating that chocolate donut. But no, like, I mean, even McDermott's story the way it is, like, small town wrestler makes it all the way to the NFL.
Yeah.
Where he teaches the big city players how to play tough while being humble and wooing his high school sweetheart along the way. His life is a Hallmark movie.
Yeah.
How are we, Kimmy, not writing Hallmark movies? It seems like the easiest thing, right?
I think they're already doing it. They don't need our help, man. No,
okay, what do you mean our? I said Kimmy. I heard you just try to
write
Hallmark.
Yeah, you didn't even know how to bring a romantic ending to this
thing. I gave you two plots.
I don't want to see the goddamn Super Bowl.
No, I don't want to see the Super Bowl. We're going to get married on the field at the Super Bowl. Check me out. Shut up.
Wait, they can't show that.
You are so... You want romance, don't you?
You know what might bother you, too? If they do any kind of... parking lot scene.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be the most obnoxious looking.
But it's going to be lame obnoxious.
And,
it's
and they're all going to be good looking guys.
Yeah.
Chug it, man.
Yeah, come on. Yeah. Go. Shut up, bitch.
It's going to be like your Baywatch.
Yes.
Yes. Well, no.
100%. Hallmark, I'm expecting it to be like that.
Hallmark Christmas movies are the Baywatch of film.
Yeah.
Is that fair?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, the more we talk about this, the less I want to see it. I'm going to be honest with you. This is going to suck.
Oh, for God's sake.
I got to see the ending now. I got to see this game time wedding.
It's only 90 minutes.
No, I'm not. I don't think I'm watching it, man. I don't think. Because I didn't. There's another.
Not for me, man.
There's another movie, a B movie that starred the Buffalo Bills that came out when I was a kid. God, what
Buffalo
was it?
Buffalo 66?
No, that was a good movie.
That starred the Buffalo Bills?
Yes. Yeah, so I think it was called like Second String or something like that. Just Google Bills. It was like a direct to movie kids movie.
Maybe direct to video.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. Direct to video. And it was like a guy. You know, third string quarterback.
Yeah.
He comes in and they end up winning the Super Bowl at the end of the movie. And I refuse to watch it because, like I said, I'm not going to watch
it. So you missed two Super Bowls.
This movie sucked because I've seen clips of it. It's another one of those things where all the fans are digitally altered. Yeah. For some reason, they're playing in the Superdome every game. Right? And the reason they picked the Bills for that movie is the Bills had just changed their uniforms that year.
Oh.
So I guess they got all the old uniforms for free.
Oh, nice.
Like, here you go. You can make a movie.
Picked them out of the dumpster.
What the hell was that movie called?
I don't know. It's not coming up.
I'm telling you, it exists, man. I know there
Second String, you think?
Something like that.
Yeah.
I know there are a bunch of guys my age that remember watching this movie on, like, the Disney Channel when they were kids. God, this is going to bother me forever. Duff at Duffy at WCMF on Twitter or Instagram.
There was a movie called Second String.
And that was
It was in 2002.
And the quarterback wore number 13.
Yes. How the hell did you know that?
That said.
You know I know weird things. No, because it infuriated me as a kid.
Oh, yeah. You're right. A 2002 direct-to-TV film about the Buffalo Bills where the team's first string is sidelined by food poisoning, leading to the coach to hire a former college quarterback.
And he takes them all the way?
Oh, and they go win the Super Bowl.
Okay. Yeah. Never heard of this.
Disney did this weird thing where they made multiple NFL movies. Also, there was a movie called the... Field goal kicking, garbage picking, field goal kicking Philadelphia phenomenon that stars Tony Danza, and he is a garbage man who all of a sudden has this weird, freaky talent to kick a football, and the Eagles sign him. But it's like 55-year-old Tony Danza. That was a great movie. That was a great movie.
I do like me some Tony Danza.
His name in this second string movie is epic.
What is it?
Chuck Dickner.
Dickner?
Yeah, that sounds like an old, that sounds like a good made-up coach name. Chuck Dickner here.
I'm not watching any of these. No, I'm not watching any of this Hallmark movie. It's gonna suck so hard, and you're gonna feel like such a sucker because you're gonna be excited sitting down to watch it. And as soon as the plot kicks in, you're gonna be like, "Oh right, these are terrible."
Yeah, but you can at least make snide remarks while you're watching it and have some fun that way
with your wife who loves Hallmark movies.
Oh,
you want to rethink that one, smart guy?
Maybe not.
Cold hard cash rules the world.
You know it, buddy.
That's why this might be so weird. Because you'd be compensated, but you wouldn't be paid. And it sounds like this person is looking for a professional but doesn't want to pay like you would a professional. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. If you're trying to check out our live stream, unfortunately, we're having technical difficulties.
Again, damn it.
20 minutes I tried to figure it out. I have no idea what's going
on. You tried. You were back there doing stuff with wires.
Thank you.
That's trying. Wire and strand.
Wire.
Unplugging, replugging.
Rubbin's racing, wire and strand. Wire and strand. Put that on a t-shirt, sell the rock shop. So hopefully we will have that back for you Monday morning here in the break room on CMF. I'd like to give a big shout out to Chrissy for sending us this post of someone here in our area looking for help.
Yeah.
And I don't know what site this comes from. It's just a screenshot of, it could be a neighborhood app, it could be Facebook, it could be like one of those like, hey, we need someone to do a job for a site. But it's someone in Henrietta. And they are looking for a dog sitter.
Okay.
I'm going to read you the post. Are you ready? Quote, looking for a dog sitter for 3 days, the last week of April, while we are on vacation. In exchange for feeding, walking, and coming over three times a day.
Wait, three times a day?
This is what it says.
Okay.
We will supply you with a month of eggs from our chicken.
Okay.
They go on.
How about I just steal the eggs while you're gone?
They go on. 2 dozen eggs a week. For 4 weeks after the job is complete. Please reply with references and experience. Only experienced dog professionals consider. And then it has a phone number you can text them at. All right. So they're trying to trade eggs for dogs.
Yeah.
So you're looking for somebody willing to take payment in eggs.
Yes.
They're gonna chicken chintz your ass.
Chicken chintz?
For doing that job.
All right, so let's do some quick math. I looked it up yesterday. Right now, on average, a dozen eggs in Rochester is about $5.50.
Okay.
All right. So 2 dozen eggs.
A week, they said?
2 dozen a week for 4 weeks. That's about $80 worth of eggs.
Okay.
Is $80 worth 3 days of dog
No.
sitting? It's a little over $25 a day.
Yeah. To go to your house three times a day, walk, feed, and do all the other things you got to do with a dog, right?
Yeah.
Three times a day.
Yeah.
No.
But here's the thing, though. What if the price of eggs goes up? This could be like buying a stock, right? Well, right now, it's not
like
worth
commodities.
It. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But if the eggs go up $3 or $4.
So and then they go bad.
So I'm working the egg futures.
Well, it also says, too, 2 dozen a week for 4 weeks. So you would have to continue to go back to their house to get your
or
2 dozen
deliver.
Eggs.
Yeah. I would hope they deliver it to you.
Okay. And by the way, it's not like they're looking to do this for a family member or a kid. Like, that would be like, hey, I'll trade you some eggs to help out the dog. They want to see a resume.
They want a professional dog sitter. Like, this is what I do for a living.
Yeah, yeah.
To pay my bills. And I don't pay my bills in eggs.
Well, it says dog professional.
That sounds like somebody that makes their living doing
this. Okay, all right.
You'd have to eat.
Because you'd almost have to, because you have to have the middle of your day open to do this.
Yeah, good point.
You have to eat a lot of eggs for that to be worth it.
Or you flip the eggs. Once again, we go back
to
just
another job I got to do now.
Like that gig is a minimum $200.
Is it that expensive? For
minimum $200. And I don't think you're getting a callback for anything less.
A callback?
I'm telling you, because we do this and it's expensive.
I am dying to know if they've gotten any hits on this from people. I could lie about being a dog sitter. I just, once a
day. Exactly what you're going to get.
252 WCMF. Do people still trade services for goods? Because that's what this is.
Yeah, it's bartering.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. It's very old school.
Yeah, but that's when we didn't have a lot of cash.
No, I understand.
And we were busted.
But I mean, look, the way everything's going right now, are we going back to that point?
I guess. Can you imagine doing that, though?
Okay,
being a carton of eggs.
Being the one who gets the eggs or being the one offering the eggs?
The one that has to get, because the one that's giving the eggs ain't giving up nothing. Because they're not even going to use those eggs.
They're giving up eggs. I mean, the eggs are of value. He's doing the J.O. hand motion.
How much, again, it's not that much. It's $10 a week.
But look, I agree with you. It seems kind of chintz. Because there are situations where you may be desperate and like, hey, I need this. All I can offer is this other thing.
Yeah.
But this doesn't seem like one of them.
Really, you're going away and you need a dog sitter. That's a pretty, I ain't struggling kind of a text.
It clearly says vacation in the post.
Yeah.
So you should have the money to straight up offer.
Right.
Also, side question, if you have chickens, who's watching the chickens but not the dogs?
Yeah, I would assume you're also responsible for chickens.
Yeah, that might be when you get there. Oh, also,
you
agree, but hey, can you also do this?
Yeah.
Like a little added work.
Can you leave chickens for 3 days without doing anything to them?
Well, you got to let, I mean, I'm assuming if you're worried about like predators and things like that, you got to let them in and out of the coop.
Okay.
But you have to clean the coop?
I don't know. Well, in 3 days.
I don't know how often you clean the coop, but I do know like at night, like you shut them in the coop.
Okay, Kimmy, have you ever bartered for anything?
Not for work, I don't think.
Okay.
Like, I guess this wouldn't be bartering, but like, let's say you do somebody a favor at work and they give you something for it, but it's not like I went into it thinking I was even getting that.
Okay, you know? I get what you're saying. Yeah. Well, yeah, that's a gift afterwards.
Right, right, right.
Thank you.
But you were willing to do that for free, so that's not quite the same.
Have you ever worked for barter?
Yes. Well, nah. Well, let me explain it to you.
Okay.
So when I was when I first started out doing comedy,
yeah.
If I wanted to get on a schedule, you know, for work,
yeah.
I would steal high-end meat and give it to club owners, and then they would give me work.
No, that's,
so technically, I was trading meat for stage time.
That is not bartering because you didn't own the meat.
But I still used the meat to get to the stage.
No.
So technically, well, the owners did not know. So as far as
the owners didn't know,
we didn't talk. It was a gentleman's agreement.
Okay,
over filet mignon.
One of those gentlemen stealing the filet mignon.
Bro, nice tenderloin, all cleaned up.
Okay, Kimmy.
So that's not bartering?
Is Tommy stealing meat to give to comedy club owners to get work bartering?
That's bribing, right? That's
well, isn't bribing bartering kind of the same thing?
Because
you're bribing them to do work.
Ha! She's right. You're the only idiot who was bartering to do more work.
No, what's
work.
That? What's that Greek word when you're back and forth?
Acropolis.
Yeah, so we did an Acropolis. No, I didn't work that club. Because they closed that one.
252-WCMF. A woman named Chrissy sent us a screenshot of a post. We don't know where it's from, but it's from here in Rochester, in Henrietta. Someone's looking for a dog sitter. They need him for 3 days. They want a resume, references. They want an experienced dog professional. That's the quote in the post. But they will not be paying cash, quote, in exchange for feeding, walking, and coming over 3 times a day. We will supply you with a month of eggs from our chickens, 2 dozen a week. 4 weeks after the job is complete. So that's like $80 worth of eggs based
right,
on
you don't even get any eggs up front.
Well, you got to make sure the job. I wouldn't pay you.
I want to make sure. I'm not giving you a dozen eggs. You're doing your job.
So would you what, you would insist on an egg down payment?
I want a little egg up front.
Give me a dozen first and then we'll talk.
I want to see the quality of your goddamn eggs.
So the problem with bartering, whatever it is you're doing,
yeah.
You don't know how good the stuff you're going to get
right.
is until you get it. Because like, let's say in a hypothetical old school Americana, I'm going to pay you in meals to paint my fence.
Yeah.
Right? They don't know what kind of cook you are. The
right.
food could be terrible. I don't know what kind of fence painter you are. You could be terrible
right.
at it.
Yes.
Someone in that barter exchange is going to feel like they got shortchanged.
And it may be both of you.
Okay.
Like because to your point, like,
yeah.
if you're giving me these eggs, they probably suck.
Well,
like
no.
if you're watching my dog because you're willing to do it for this, you ain't getting any work because I know. You can be getting hundreds of dollars for this gig, and you're doing it for eggs.
Maybe these people don't understand what dogs
well, they'll understand when they're on vacation with their goddamn dog and chickens.
Well, look, not to be, I mean, look.
Well, it could just be one of those, yeah, I'll walk dogs for eggs. Like, not
but that's
thinking
not
about
a professional.
How much, well, not thinking about how much work it's actually going to entail.
Or
but they're
maybe,
looking for pros.
They are. I mean, look, that does sound like a lot of eggs if you don't do the math. I mean, I did have to research what a carton of eggs costs.
Right.
I mean, like, you know, 2 dozen eggs for a month every week sounds like a lot of eggs. Maybe it would be worth it to somebody.
Oh, yeah, sure.
You know what would really piss you off?
What?
Let's say you take this gig and you are awash with eggs for a month.
I'm loaded with eggs.
I'm egged out. I'm egging it out over here. You walk into that house the first day and it's super nice. Big, expensive TV, appliances.
Oh, yeah, they're loaded,
right?
Yeah. They Henny Rich.
You would immediately be furious that they refused to pay you cash.
Sure.
And the more well-off you are,
the
more of a dick you look like trying to barter.
And rich people will F you, man.
Yeah, I know.
They will pay you the least.
I will say, it would piss me off if I decided to do this and you get there and these people live like very lavish life, like a very lavish lifestyle, and they're paying you in eggs or whatever item that they bartered with.
Yeah, like,
yeah, they're boning you.
No, exactly. Like, I guess there are certain situations where trading something would be necessary.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's all you have to barter with.
Yeah, because you're on the skin of your eggs.
Exactly. we got Facebook messages coming in. You can always get us at WCMF for the Break Room Facebook page. John writes us, my son trades electronics, car, and bike parts all the time on Facebook Marketplace and Craigslist. He has something the other person needs. They have something he needs. It's a good system.
But that's like a trader system online. Like, they trade parts and stuff.
Oh, I mean, it is a barter.
Yeah.
He says Facebook Marketplace. I mean, you're just looking for someone who has something you want.
Okay.
It is funny. I remember when I was, like, you know, a kid.
Yeah.
Like, every time my car would die, I would just buy another cheap car on Craigslist for, like, $300, $400.
Mm-hmm.
There were always people, like, we'll trade $500 pickup for snowmobile that needs work.
Oh.
I always wondered if those deals ever worked out.
Yeah.
Mm.
Let me see your snowmobile.
Maybe eventually you find somebody.
Like, do those work?
I, doesn't sound like it to me, but...
Because like, you would have to bring your busted-ass truck to where my busted-ass snowmobile is.
And you're just trading busted. But like, I mean, you're not really up in the busted game at all, right?
Well, but I mean, if I don't need this busted thing, and I'd rather have that busted
right,
thing.
This thing barely works. Give me that barely
or
working
maybe,
thing.
Or maybe like that person's good at fixing one and not the other,
I
so
hope
you
so.
Trade.
Or I've got a truck already. Yeah. I'd like to work on a snowmobile. I don't
okay,
know. Like,
right.
I mean, that makes sense.
I would guess if you're like a tinkerer kind of guy.
Yeah.
But even John's Facebook message isn't exactly what we're talking here with his son trading, you know, electronics, car, and bike parts. Because you're trading for another item.
Yeah. Right.
You know, bartering is, you know, it's more service for item.
Yeah.
I can't think of something I would do for not money. Like that thing that you
what
would
about,
be.
What about something like mow somebody's lawn
for,
or shovel somebody's driveway?
For?
I don't know. Was there something that you need?
Like if the thing you are willing to barter with me would have to be worth so much more than the cash that I would make doing what you're
right.
doing. That's what, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why you would do it.
Yeah, I would feel ripped off. And again,
if you are ripped off. There ain't no other way around it, man.
Also, like, if someone needs to barter, whether I would feel guilty taking that thing from them.
Yeah, because I'm guessing if you're down to bartering, things ain't going to
Is bartering right. like bartering?
It's worse.
Did you get your tickets to Bartaroo out there, that music festival that's coming up?
I thought they canceled it.
Yeah, yeah, because nobody had any money for the tickets. I could try to give them eggs. Bartaroo.
But you got to be semi-busted.
To
either to especially accept it.
Are there different parts, like cultures, that bartering still exists?
Why?
Well, just part of the culture.
Well, you would have to be a busted culture.
No, no.
Not busted, but just you coming up. You ain't there yet. You know what I'm saying? You gotta get there, buddy. You busted, buddy.
No, I mean, there are weird things that exist in cultures that, like, different ethnicities and things. Like, there are some ethnicities that are known for bargaining.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Well, you know.
But
does
that... kind of going away.
No, bro. Have you been to a garage sale or a flea market lately?
Are those going away? Because everything's online now.
Everything's online these days, Kimmy.
with the AI.
It's not like the most popular thing every weekend is a giant flea market in the city of Rochester, you idiot.
And you can talk them down?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
252 WCMF. Let's talk to Jonathan. Hello, Jonathan. Jonathan?
Jonathan.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. I'm here. So I had a dog, and like 15 years ago, before we got like doggy doors and a fence put in, we had to get a dog walker for a couple months. And we were getting, now again, this is 15 years ago, and we were getting charged about $25 a day for like a half hour walk.
Okay.
So I'm thinking like they got to pay up a little bit more, especially when you trade stuff, you got to give a little bit more of a value because after they do the work, now they got to go get the eggs. I mean, it's probably easier just to go get the eggs at the store.
All right, John.
These are like super eggs.
All right, John. Okay, let's say your buddy calls you. He goes, listen, man, I got all the eggs. You name your egg price. How many dozen eggs a week would you need for 4 weeks for 3 days worth of dog watching? Oh, we've lost Jonathan. Big Egg have taken him out.
He's out.
I'm sorry.
He's
Jonathan,
already out.
Thanks for the call, buddy. Have a
He's
Christmas.
Out on the call and everything. You pissed him off.
No, because I was even thinking last night, how many eggs would you have to offer me to make this worth it?
Yeah.
I think if
What's
you,
the value of these eggs?
If you offer me 5 dozen eggs a week, I would think about this.
But what would you do with that?
Well, I'd look pretty damn cool. I would be giving them to my family and stuff, I guess.
You don't even have enough family for that.
Oh, I can give it a dozen to my brother, a dozen to my sister each. That's three. And then I got 2 dozen for myself.
You don't eat that many eggs.
I don't. I'm not allowed to. Remember, my wife said I can't have eggs anymore.
You got to watch the cholesterol.
Yeah, well, and my cholesterol is fine. It really bothers me. I like eggs.
Somebody did call and say people that work in the trades do this a lot.
Okay.
Like he said he was an electrician, and he bartered with somebody who, you know, put in a patio for him.
Oh.
So it was like kind of one of those things where I'll use my skill if you can do something for me.
Right.
How much electrician work do you have to do to get a full patio?
Ooh.
I own you for 5 years. we got Instagram messages coming in. Again, the easiest way to get us at Duffy on WCMF on Instagram. Jess writes, I worked as a nurse in a doctor's office in Pennsylvania. We had Amish patients who would pay medical bills with eggs, meat, blankets, or other things they would make. There were a few medical facilities that I worked that would let Amish patients pay with stuff like that.
Okay, but that's a unique situation.
Well,
area.
That's the culture we talked about earlier.
All right, so yeah, very deep religious cultures. They don't deal much with cash then, I guess.
I don't know. I'm not really familiar with the Amish.
But how much meat for an operation?
Well, she said she was I'm assuming it's like a doctor's appointment.
Oh, all right. But let's say I got a rash. How big is my rash got to be to get a nice steak out of it?
Don't think they charge you based on size of rash. My wife's a dermatologist. Oh, that's an $80 rash right there, buddy.
Ooh, that looks like a nice fillet.
Although, I mean, look, yeah. You got to admit, Amish things, well made.
Well made. Their food is phenomenal.
Okay.
And they make unbelievable pies.
Do Amish folks need radio personalities? Because I would trade my skill for Amish stuff.
No, that's why they stay in the past. They heard your voice.
Is that why, you stupid ass bitch? 252 to BCM.
Yeah, I got away from them.
Let's talk to, again, just to recap, you just joined us. Why would they? They're whipping their horses.
Why? They get away from me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're Roman gladiators now. Again, somebody has a post in Henrietta. It was sent to us by Chrissy. Thank you, Chrissy. They want a dog sitter for 3 days. They're going on vacation. They will not pay cash. They are offering to pay you 2 dozen eggs a week for 4 weeks. Once the job is complete, but they want references, and they say they want professional experienced dog people only.
Now, when you read it back, it sounds so much more dickish.
And they're going on vacation.
No, but I also want some references before we turn over our eggs to you.
Let's talk to Molly. Hey, Molly, how are you?
Hey, guys.
What's up?
Not much. How about you?
Okay, you tell Molly. What's going on? What can we do for you?
Not really.
Right.
I was just going to say that it's kind of weird that they're gonna make you work for 3 days and then pay in 4 weeks of eggs. Like, I feel like they should pay you in something else.
I think we all agree. Molly, how old are you?
18.
All right. Molly, thank you for the call.
Have future's in good hands, buddy. Don't worry about America. Molly's got it under control.
I want more eggs.
Eggs.
Man.
Let me see the eggs.
All right, let's take a break.
All right.
I don't get this at all.
All right.
Because, like, there are crimes will happen because of desperation.
Mm-hmm.
Crimes will happen because of anger. None of these things would lead to this happening.
Oh.
Yet it seems to be happening a lot in Rochester, across the state.
But you said the FAA is getting involved.
Yes, it involves airplanes and people on the ground.
What are we doing with the planes?
You're hanging out in the break room. It's just classic rock, 96.5. WCMF, the FAA yesterday came out and said,
they said
that Rochester, New York has a high number of laser strikes for our community.
So those pointer dicks?
That's the... I mean, you can get it whatever shape you want. Yes, that's the impression I'm getting here. Not like hot beams of light trying to put a hole in the plane.
So they're hanging up in the airport
messing with the planes,
this.
I guess.
So I don't know. It doesn't say. We don't get a lot of information.
Mm-hmm.
So across the state of New York, there were 500 known laser strike incidents on planes last year. 16 of them came from Rochester, which apparently is high for a community of our size.
Okay.
Can anybody listening explain why people are pointing lasers at airplanes?
Like, what's their motivation?
Yes.
Yeah. Other than just...
I want to see a plane crash?
Because that's what the FAA says could happen.
Right.
He says it's wildly dangerous to pilots, but also depending on the strength of the laser, it can hurt passengers who take it in the eye sitting in their
seat. My eye!
The window?
Yeah.
But it's also like... And they're saying it could just be like small planes flying around in the sky somewhere?
Nobody said that.
No, I'm saying like do you have to be at the airport?
I don't know. No, I would
because
assume.
I would think like that would be the reason. Like that's... It sounds like a kid thing to me because it's like, wow, this thing reaches, and let's see if it reaches an airplane.
Right.
Yeah.
Although I don't know how a kid would get their hands on that powerful. Can you just buy these anywhere? Is it hard to come by, a laser
pointer?
That powerful?
We'd have a camera. That would have been really funny.
Yeah.
Sorry, YouTube chief.
I can touch the airplane from my backyard.
Is that what this is? Is that all they're trying to do?
It's just fun. I don't know. Because I can't imagine. It's not doing anything to the plane necessarily.
Well,
no, you're blinding the pilot.
Yeah.
That's the scary part on, you know, takeoff and landings. I thought that's when they were doing it.
I don't know. I have no idea. Because, again, the information in this story, not great. I understand why you would not want to give a lot of information as to, you know, encourage people to do it. And,
true.
Like, what kind of lasers are you buying for this hobby?
Yeah.
They're like a pen, right?
Well, no, I can't imagine something that small would be able to cause this. I mean, I could be wrong. Because there are more powerful, like, lasers you can buy.
What do you use those for?
I don't know. We have no.
Like, I don't even the pen one. What's it for?
Yeah.
Like, well, the laser pointer pen is for like
doing
presentation.
Presentation.
Yeah.
But I remember when those blew up when we were in like middle school, Kimmy.
Yeah.
And
they
then
had to take them away.
Yeah. No laser pointers, guys. Gadzooks sold them all the time.
I mean,
wow.
I remember dicks would do it with cats.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Can't seem to enjoy it. Low power laser pointers can have a range of a few hundred feet, while the more powerful models can reach several miles.
Why? What do you?
Yeah, like what is? What would you use that for?
To distract a pilot. What else?
That's what I'm trying to figure out.
To get somebody's attention a few miles away.
And again,
is that like a safety thing? Like if you're lost in the woods.
Okay.
Okay. Like you click it, like a Morse code.
But there'd be a bunch of trees in the way.
Yeah.
What if you're out in a boat?
Oh.
I need help. You're on shore. Pat,
you're
need help,
somebody.
Pat. What are you doing with those eggs?
But you wouldn't.
No, I don't want eggs. I want you to come help me.
But a few miles away, you wouldn't be able to see the person on the shore.
So no, let's say a mile away. Mile away, you're in a lake.
You wouldn't be able to see someone a mile away.
You would see that pointer.
No,
you
but
would,
I'm saying
you could see somebody a mile
you
away.
Wouldn't know, you wouldn't be able to point the pointer where it needed to be pointed.
General direction. Bro, you would see like a flashing light. You might think somebody's in distress.
Would you?
I guess it. I'm trying to figure out what you use it.
That's what I'm trying to figure out, too, but you have such terrible ideas.
You offer me eggs, and I'm drowning in a lake.
252 WCMF. Yesterday, a story from the FAA. They say that New York State and Rochester, New York, has a high number of laser strikes on airplanes. We had 16 of them noted. By the way, these are the ones we just knew about.
Yeah.
In Rochester last year, 500 across the state of New York. By the way, the FAA takes this very seriously.
Well, yeah, man.
You can be fined up to $11,000 for your first offense.
I'm gonna be in jail.
And $30,000 for every offense after that. And they have, to your point, made arrests for this in the past.
Yeah, lock up these laser pricks.
They also ask folks to keep an eye out for people who could be doing this and report them.
Yeah, I'm narking.
See something, say something. Got my eye!
So, I looked up what the, you know, point of these things is.
Yeah. Laser.
Yeah, it says high-powered lasers have a range of applications, including scientific research, military use, and even in entertainment. They can also be used for stargazing, which would be why somebody's pointing it up at the sky, and as a tool for astronomy.
But if I'm pointing at the sky...
To show somebody, I don't know how far...
No, but yeah.
Well, but maybe can you see it like in like the clouds?
I don't know.
That don't make no sense.
So wait, if that's the case...
Can I put a laser on the moon?
No,
what are you, a Bond villain?
Can only go up to 10 miles, so no.
Yeah, so the point at the sky is pointless.
Well, no, I mean...
But can you see it, like, in the sky?
No, it would have to reflect off of something.
I don't know. We're not scientists, man. What are we doing here?
So dumb.
No, okay, so maybe then if people are using it for stargazing, are some of these accidental?
Could be.
Right? Like, you don't realize...
That's what they're saying.
No, it just doesn't make sense as to why you would want to point a laser pointer at a plane.
Yeah, it says a high-powered green laser can be useful for pointing out stars and objects in the sky during nighttime.
How does that work?
I don't know.
So it must show up.
All right, so maybe then that's what it would be. I mean, maybe some of these are accidents. But if you're using it to point to the sky and it's dangerous to hit a plane with it, how is it legal to point it to the sky?
Why don't we just ban them?
I don't know.
Well, no, because we live in America, buddy. And my forefather said I could have a laser.
All right.
Look.
I forget about the 28th Amendment.
And there's also, you know, there's all the bad guys with lasers. What about the good guys with lasers?
Okay,
have you thought about good guys with lasers, like the Power Rangers? Here's the thing.
What?
As stupid as all this is.
No, you want one.
I kind of want one.
You can buy them on Amazon.
You don't want one?
I think I would waste a lot of time if I had one. Like, I would burn it out using it so much.
Yeah. And, I mean, with your schedule as busy as it is, you know.
I got a lot of laser time.